Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, folks. Hope you're having a great day thus far. I am. LSU won yesterday, and they play again this evening. LSU's quest for a championship continues today on WWL. The Tigers are 2-0 in the College World Series with one win away from the championship finals. LSU takes on Arkansas this evening. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock first pitch, and you can hear every hit, every catch, every home run right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Cummings First American Bank, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air, and Louisiana Dental Center on WWL, and live on the free Odyssey app. Go Tigers, and if you're driving around, this is the best way to listen to Chris Blair. Always does a great job. I had an opportunity to listen to him on the radio yesterday. Really enjoyed the commentary and everything that went along with it, the play-by-play, the whole nine yards. Very excited about LSU, so check it out this evening. We've got a great lineup for you today. We're going to visit with Press Kabakoff. He's a real estate developer that gets very involved in issues dealing with the city. He's part of the City Services Coalition. They've issued a report. We'll talk about what that report has revealed. Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst, we'll get the latest on this war, conflict, however you want to refer to it, between Israel and Iran, and what are the next steps, and what should the goal actually be? Michael Heck joins us at 11 o'clock, president and CEO of G&O Inc. We've got a lot to talk about with Michael, and we'll have a special guest from Natrix. It is a technology solutions company, and we'll talk about what they bring to our community. Chris Shibley, deputy director of fisheries for the state of Louisiana. Tilapia is back. They have found it again in the wild. It had appeared about 20 years ago. They involved themselves in eradication efforts. They were hoping that they were successful. Now we're not so sure. We'll get the latest as to where that stands. So yesterday, the Border Patrol released some numbers of May 2025. And one of the categories were how many illegal aliens were released into the interior of the United States. You'll be happy to know that number was zero. And it was down from last May, the previous administration, which released 62,000 in the month of May. In May 2025, the Border Patrol encountered 8,725 illegal aliens crossing the southwest border between the ports of entry. This was a 93% decrease from May of 2024, when Border Patrol encountered 117,905 aliens. The CBP's total number of encounters nationwide, including at the ports of entry, averaged approximately 952 per day in May, a 2% decrease from April of 2025. This was the second lowest average daily number of CBP encounters in history. Along the southwest border in May 2025, CBP's total number of encounters decreased 93% from May of 2024. And the story goes on and on and on in each and every category of the significant reductions as it relates to illegal immigrant entry into this country. And guess what? This is amazing. Contrary to what Democrats would have you believe, we did it without immigration reformation. We just simply enforced the rules and the laws on the books. It's amazing. Because everyone would have had you believe that unless we did something to the laws that were on the books, we would never be able to achieve what's being achieved today. In fact, we would never be able to bring about a sense or a landscape of compliance or anything like that. We would never be able to change the mindset of the immigrant desiring to come to this country. And to the contrary, what it's beginning to reveal month after month here is that they're paying attention. They understand that this enforcement is real. We mean what we say. And we do it. We have over a million people that have now self-deported out of the country. We have folks that are simply not trying to come in because they know they're not going to be given the free pass. We have Democrat states and cities that have decided when their economies are hurt by the plethora of social services that they originally gave to the illegal community in their states, that they're now retreating off of that, they're beginning to see that once you remove the carrot, you remove the desire. Isn't it hypocritical, though, how important this was to the life and limb of all of these folks that they be provided these services? But the moment in time that they came to the revelation that everyone said was going to happen, that they wouldn't be able to afford to finance these services, when they reached that decision point, what did they decide? To eliminate them, to eliminate the services. And everyone else is a bad person for having said on the front end, you're not going to be able to afford this. It's going to come back and bite you. It cannot happen. The numbers are going to be astronomical. They're not talking about that, though, right? They're not talking about that as they're trying to break into press conferences, as they're trying to demand from Border Patrol agents a warrant, an arrest warrant. I'll let the arm go of this illegal when you present an arrest warrant. Who are these people? And what rights do they feel that they have to stand in the way of legitimate legal law enforcement activities? And then they are upset when they get handcuffed and taken off. And then, of course, you have the governor of the state of New York having stepping in and making sure that the charges are not enforced and that they're immediately dropped, which is what they do for everybody, right? They do that for citizens each and every day, right? You stand in the way of an arrest, you get taken down, you're put on your chest, you're handcuffed, you're taken to jail, and bam, Kathy Hochul's right there to make sure that you get out. We've heard all this conversation about privilege, right? Well, it seems to me that these folks are trying to take advantage and exercise elected official privilege, that they get to stand in the way of law enforcement, stand in the way of arrests being made. Hell, there are states out there, including this one, that has provided an ambit of protection, a piece of landscape that you cannot penetrate while they are effecting an arrest, or you will be arrested, handcuffed, and taken to jail. Now, these folks that we elect to public office, can they read? Can they comprehend what the law actually says and what it means? All of a sudden, when it comes to the illegal alien community, all of that goes by the wayside, and the administration is a collective group of tyrants that are simply enforcing the laws. And they're demanding of them certain things that are not required. I would suggest to these elected officials that they stop watching as much CSI as they're watching these days, in the belief that these individuals are required to have an arrest warrant when dealing with some of these violators. It's not the case. They're misleading you. They must think that we are actually stupid. Now, Senator Alex Padilla, he's unbelievable. He's on the floor of the Senate yesterday talking about this horrific experience that he had as he tried to bully his way into a press conference. Now, he claims he was escorted. It's funny, go back and watch the video. If you're escorted, why are you having to push people out of your way? Why are you flailing your arms trying to get and clear a path for yourself if you're being escorted? Doesn't identify himself until the tide turns on him, where his physical size is no longer an issue. And you have two or three agents that are standing in his way, pushing him back. All the while, never compliant. If he would simply have complied, he wouldn't have been taken down to the ground. He wouldn't have been placed on his chest. He probably would have been handcuffed, and rightfully so, until they could determine exactly who this guy was and what his intentions were, which is what happens on the street thousands upon thousands upon thousands of times each and every day. I recall when I was sworn in at the U.S. Supreme Court to be able to practice before that court in a not-so-distant past. And there were folks that decided that they were going to stand up during some argument that was being presented on a case, and they decided that they were going to disrupt the United States Supreme Court. Well, you know what happened? They were immediately dragged to the ground, handcuffed, dragged across the floor of the Supreme Court building, and dragged out of that forum, which is what should have happened to these individuals. And I didn't see Muriel Bowser or any other Democratic leader standing up for these individuals that were doing that, because it is the wrong thing to do. One would think that when we elect people to the U.S. Senate, that these individuals would recognize that this type of behavior should be beneath them. And then the audacity to go to the Senate floor and cry about the experience. Really? You were the one that decided to take the risk. And it's absolutely incredible how Democrats are responding to this, right? The country is falling apart. This is executive authority, especially in the Department of Homeland Security, running out of control, said Senator Tina Smith from Minnesota. Do the member of Congress need security details to defend themselves from the executive branch? God, I hope not. Well, if you mind your own business and you want something to say, you have the forum to say it. You have one of the most incredible forums in the world to express your dissatisfaction of anything. It's called the floor of the U.S. Senate. It's certainly not barging in or grabbing hold of an illegal alien and demanding of law enforcement certain things that you have no standing. You don't represent that individual. You're a candidate for mayor of the city of New York. You are just looking for publicity. This is all performative. But we're running out of control. Who's running out of control? The only reason you need to defend yourself and have security is because you're acting like a jackass, plain and simple. And you're trying to convince this country otherwise? You must think we are stupid. As Representative Mike Lawler, a Republican from New York, said, why don't y'all just stop using this as a means of self-promotion in an effort to make yourself relevant in advance of an election? Absolutely true. But to Democrats, the images of the suit and tie clad Mr. Landner being manhandled showed a chilling turn in the country's politics. Really? No, what has changed is that you've decided to get between yourself, between an illegal alien and law enforcement, who's there, ironically, and this is truly ironic, enforcing the laws that you and others, as members of Congress, placed on the books. Representative Hakeem Jeffries, who has totally lost his mind as the Democratic House leader, the aggressive targeting of Democratic elected officials by the Trump administration will invariably result in law-abiding public servants being marked for death by violent extremists. Targeting? You're the ones creating the disruption. Who's targeting you? The truth be told, most of you are so inconsequential that these law enforcement agents that are working in the field, they don't even know who the hell you are. They have no idea that you are a senator or a House member or otherwise. Why should they? Because in their life, you are of no consequence. They're out there trying to do a job that they've taken an oath to do, to enforce the laws of the federal government. You decided that you want to step in the way of them exercising that authority, not them targeting you. Act like an ass and you're going to be treated like an ass. Plain and simple. I ask again, where are these people from? Ladner, the candidate for the mayor of the city of New York, you know, he's running, I don't know, probably close to dead last in the polls. So we're going to use federal law enforcement officers, put their lives at risk, and act like the ass. I'm not going to release this individual until you show me an arrest warrant. Really? No, that's not how this works, dude. You're going down. You have no standing here. You have no role here. You don't get to stand between law enforcement and a violator. It doesn't work that way. You want to talk about anarchy? That's the best picture of it. You want to talk about degrading a democracy? You're seeing it live in living color. When they decide what you have the legal authority to do or not based on their whim And then they want to go to the Senate floor and cry like a baby. I guess he suffered from PTSD from being put down on the ground on his chest and handcuffed. Really? Are you kidding me? This is an absolute joke. And if they don't think that they are stoking the fire of fools out there that want to do the same silly crap that you're doing every moment of every day, and that you might be the individual that will suffer the consequences of somebody else's idiocracy, you've lost touch with reality. You have lost touch with the reality. And I'll remind these members of Congress, you have the most powerful forum in the country. You have a place, the sacred halls of Congress. And I will remind you of how you described that place in the aftermath of January 6th to say exactly what you need to say about anything that's going on in this country. And you can do so with safety and security and without putting anybody else at risk, namely my brothers and sisters in law enforcement across this country. Eat a smart pill. Look yourself in the mirror. Because you are making a fool of yourself, and you're making this country look like we are a band of idiots.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Be right back. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Chris Shibley, Deputy Director of Fisheries for the state of Louisiana. It seems as though tilapia, commonly farmed fish, has revealed itself once again. Chris, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
So, Chris, tell us about what you guys are seeing at this point in time relative to tilapia.
Well, we've received some reports from a researcher, Dr. Marty O'Connell at the University of New Orleans. He had some students working in those areas doing a survey to look for these fish and found a few. And we're, you know, actually going down to do some more intensive sampling to basically come up with what sort of abundance we're actually looking at. Right now, we don't really know what the true extent is, the numbers of fish involved, but we're working on it.
So, just kind of curious, and you know, our ecological habitat, our wildlife habitat, as you know better than most, can be incredibly fragile. And when it comes to some of the stuff that we actually are allowed to bring into this country, whether it be exotic animals, the Burmese python, or whatever it may be, why do we allow it?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, and there are regulations in place for certain animals that are higher risk or low risk. And in the United States, we have aquaculture tilapia farms. You can go to pretty much almost any supermarket in New Orleans, and you'll find farm-raised tilapia on the fish counter. You know, frozen or fresh. It's very common. A lot of it's imported, but there's also domestically raised within the country. And there's many fish that have been introduced in this country similar to that. As you well know, we have got a carp problem in the Mississippi River. Those fish were introduced in northern states, but they made their way down the Mississippi River and have inundated many of the waterways. They become a hazard sometimes in high concentration. But we do monitor those as best we can with the resources we have available.
Well, I mean, I know that you know, they utilize this for production, you know, to feed the masses as well as feed the wildlife itself. But why would there not be more of a focus on farming, you know, species that are here, that we know are safe, as opposed to importing this and allowing this to happen? Because the byproduct of the downstream implication is that we always are faced with this challenge that they get out.
Right. Yeah.
They get into the open waters, and then we're faced in spending money and everything else trying to figure out what to do and how to eradicate the problem.
Sure.
It's the same thing with snakes. I mean, hey, right. What is the utility of having that as a pet, and why do we in this country believe that that's so important? And the moment in time they get too big, they release them into the wild, and then we have a problem that we can't even come to grips with.
Right, right. Well, I can't speak to snakes, but I can speak to the tilapia themselves. So these were not a permitted source in the very beginning when the original population was discovered more than two decades ago in the same area. It was not permitted by our department to have those down within that area, much less to the waterway that they got accidentally introduced into. I guess the only caveat right now is that they're in a man-made drainage canal system, and that's the original location of where they were two decades ago. And there's no indication that they've really spread beyond that, at least within Plaquemines Parish.
But there were some significant concerns many years back, 20 years ago, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it was the first introduction of that species within our state waters. So we weren't really sure what the extent could be. We knew at the time we had Rio Grande cichlids that had been established in many of the canals within New Orleans and Jefferson Parish at that time, and still are. But again, they're contained to a man-made drainage canal system for the most part. Now, the hard part or difficult part to monitor is those drainage canals have pumping stations, right? And the small juveniles are able to make it through the pumping stations without getting killed. The large adults cannot fit, but the small ones can. They get out into the marsh. So the original concern was that these would spread within the marsh system if they got out through the pumping stations. So there was monitoring being done at the time on the outfall of the pumping stations to make sure there wasn't a spread. And then, you know, as you know, the department treated that area to try to extirpate the tilapia from those drainage canals in the first place. And I can tell you, you know, our department has a quite extensive monthly monitoring program in place for all the fisheries that we monitor, whether it's shrimp, crabs, or finfish. And those sampling efforts that are close to those pumping stations would pick those species up within the samples if they were spreading over the past two decades, and we just haven't seen that.
Yeah. Chris, I think, though, at a national level, I mean, how proactive is U.S. Wildlife and Fisheries and others relative to some of these species of animals that we're bringing in that are, you know, predatory and a problem for our habitat?
Well, I can't speak for U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I'm not sure what their policies are as far as how they select certain species that can cannot be imported, but I know within our state, there have been multiple attempts to bring in certain other species for propagation, and they get brought before our commission, and our commission is very responsible. They listen to the advice of the department recommendations, and they sometimes decline these permit applications. You know, they don't allow them to happen. So I think at the state level, we've got a very good scrutinization system and permitting system in place to prevent that type of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because as innocent as we thought carp were, it turned out to be a problem.
Sure, yep. And I mean, that's the number one problem we face, I think, in Louisiana itself is aquatic nuisance species. I mean, you can talk about water hyacinth or salvinia. The spread of those takes a considerable amount of time, effort, and funding to control. Carp are on the same thing with the list. Apple snails, as you know, those are spreading throughout the state.
Yeah.
All these nuisance introductions, they may not be predatory or immediately damaging, but in the long term, it requires quite additional efforts by our department to handle those, monitor, and try to treat them if possible.
And the snails were highlighted because of, you know, erosion. The killing of the plants that are holding the soil and everything together and the erosion down there. Where do we stand relative to the apple snails?
Well, there's a new problem now where they've somehow turned up within crawfish sacks and end up in other states, being accidentally distributed within crawfish sacks in the seafood industry. When they're small, they go undetected and accidentally get, you know, packaged in there and then shipped to places like Arkansas or wherever, where they may not have these yet. So there's a lot of, you know, precaution and inspection that need to take place within those crawfish sacks to make sure that there's not spread of those.
Yeah. It just seems at every turn it's another challenge, right?
Yeah, just when you think you're getting ahead of one of these species, next thing you know, you're getting slammed with another one. And it takes, again, a lot of effort, a lot of money from the department, and it adds to the workload considerably.
Yeah, no doubt. Chris Shibley, Deputy Director of Fisheries for the State of Louisiana, thank you so much for the update. Truly appreciate it. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you. Appreciate the time on the air. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. Got a few people on a text line saying, give us an opportunity to call in. We'd like to say something about what you said. Well, this is your chance. We'll be
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Right back. Give us a call if you have a comment about the monologue that I delivered earlier. Interestingly, the mayor in L.A., I was reading an article, you just got to kind of shake your head. It's talking about, she referred to it as the immigrant sector of L.A., but what she really was saying is the illegal immigrant sector of L.A. and how important a role it plays in their economy. There was an article that was posted that pointed out something really important. A lot of the labor laws that are in place, both at state level as well as federal level, don't apply to the illegal immigrant population. So the mayor signed a bill that was passed by the Los Angeles City Council labeled the Living Wage Ordinance. It's also being called the Olympic Wage. Because in advance of the Olympics coming to L.A., right, they have put timelines by which workers at city's major hotels will be paid $30 an hour, the highest in the nation, by 2028 when the Olympics and the Paralympic Games come in. This also, the law applies to hotels with over 60 rooms and businesses operating within LAX, the airport there. The wage increase will be implemented gradually starting at $22.50 per hour this July, and hotel workers would receive a health care credit for the first time. Now, you will recall that they tried a lot of this several years ago, Gavin Newsom did and others, and it's actually worked to the detriment of employees, because what was happening is they were not being hired full-time. They were part-timers. They did not come under these rules. And what also happened was is that the illegal community was in a better position to get hired on because they would work for less. And that is what has brought about the difficult situation in the balance of what's going on in California at the present time. They don't seem to get it. They don't seem to understand that on the one hand, they want to be very pro-illegal immigrant. On the other hand, they're passing laws that are onerous to business owners that don't benefit that population at all. But they are standing up on the podiums defending that population to the hilt, all the while knowing that they're passing bills that don't inure to their benefit. You want to talk about hypocrisy? This is the height of hypocrisy. They're just flat out lying to people about what their intentions are. And of course, mainstream media and others are not willing to point this out because this is contrary to their ideological bent and don't want to damage the appearances, the reputation or otherwise of the Democratic Party in their approach here as to what they're doing. You know, it's really interesting. The ones who are getting it more than anyone else, it's the illegal community. They're realizing, because when they go in there demanding the $22.50 or the $30 an hour, guess who ain't getting it? They're not. And they realize that they're being sold a pig in the poke, and it's turning, and they're turning against the Democratic Party in huge numbers. The polling on these issues is really, really interesting. Because it turns out they may be smarter than the average bear. We'll be right back. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. And we'll also, in the 12 o'clock hour, visit with Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst, and Press Kabakoff, real estate developer, member of the City Services Coalition. And we'll talk about the most recent report that they presented. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.